I'm with Nathan Baker, Training and Development Manager at the Royal School of Military Engineering. Nathan's just going to talk us through what he's been talking to build delegates today about transforming a traditional organisation, the Army, with a centralised training function, and how he's, how that's shifted and is delivering training in a very more efficient and engaging way. Nathan, over to you.
Thanks, Martin. What we've found is that the Royal School of Military Engineering realised that there was a capability gap and it wanted to bring in some external support. So it went into a partnership with Holdfast, which is a consortium of Babcock International and Carillion, with the aim of renovating the traditional training environment in terms of buildings, but also to look at how training is delivered, managed and supported. And what we've driven over the last 3 years is a real opportunity to look at moving from a traditional, analog, formal, instructor-led environment to a learner-centric, blended, much more digital environment where the soldier controls their learning. We found that the modern learner loves it. The modern learner expects to have more control of their life in every dimension, of which part of that is delivering in their workplace. What we found that is probably crucial to the Army is that their soldiers are hugely enthusiastic, massively intelligent people who don't like being in the school environment. They like to do. And by spinning everything that we've done, what we've been able to create is a new methodology, a learner-centric methodology that places them at the centre, makes them responsible and understanding the standard they're supposed to achieve to. They evaluate themselves throughout. And what we found is that our instructors have changed the way they operate. They've moved from a traditional instructor standing in front with the PowerPoint to very much standing behind the learner, very much in a coaching mentality. It's not leaving the learner on their own. It's about having that coach there who allows them to get on with it. When they struggle, they can just look behind them and they get the support. When they just start to slack off a little bit, as we all do, they get a bit of a push and say, get on with it. And equally, when they race off and they seem to be missing opponents, they get reined back in. So our instructors have developed their techniques. We've transformed the training estate. There's much more IT in there now. There's much more opportunity for the learner to access information and data when they want, where they want. Simple things as putting in Wi-Fi, enabling them to use their own mobile devices, getting around and using the IT security system. The military clear has a strict security regime. We manage that to everybody's advantage. What has it resulted in? It's resulted in a much more distributed model. It's resulted in a model that sees better use of resource, both in terms of time, manpower, and actual kit and equipment. We've seen a considerable better use of how we manage the training pipeline as people come through the system. And we're actually just saving time, lots and lots of time, particularly student time. Students traditionally spend a year within the system, and already we're seeing them going through that system 20, 30, 40% faster than that, because they are in control of it. They've got a support network around them. They're using mobile technology. They're using technology full stop to help them and enable them to go through. On a simple level, we know when they're logging on. We know what they're logging on to. And these guys are coming out of their formal environment, going doing their sport and their military activity, and then we can see them logging on in an evening. And we're perfectly happy that they're going and playing on the PlayStation and on Facebook, but we also know when they're on our enhanced learning environment or virtual learning environment, and we see them going through their activities. In the old system, that never happened. You were in the classroom, 9 to 5-ish. Now they learn when they want.
Brilliant. Nathan, thanks very much for your time.
Pleasure.